Sleep is one of the basic needs of every human, just like eating, drinking are basic needs. Allah Rabbul Izzah makes reference to sleep being a great bounty. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا, and we made sleep a means of rest for you. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَالْجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. Allah is the one who made the night as clothing for you, and made the sleep as a means of rest for you, and made the day a means of revival for you. So there are various sunnats and adab with regards to sleeping. Amongst those, the masnoon du'as, the manner of sleeping. The one who recites the masnoon du'as protects himself from shaitan and will be saved from bad dreams. And if one passes away, his last action will be the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the time of sleeping, one should make the intention that you are fulfilling this need in order to refresh yourself, to fulfill the greater purpose of life, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, your sleeping is to fulfill the right of the body. And by doing that, and by observing all of these etiquettes that we all share with you, inshallah, in that way our sleep will become a form of worship. So what are the things that we need to consider? After the Isha, do not waste your time in idle conversation or in entertainment or just unnecessarily spending time on social media, on WhatsApp or instant messaging, etc. Try to sleep as early as possible so that you can wake up for the Tahajjud Salah and the Fajr Salah and for Suhoor, etc. Yes, if you have a valid reason, like a Dini program, discussing Dini Masail, important Mashura, then there's no problem. Sleep in a state of wudu. The one who sleeps in a state of wudu and thereafter wakes up during the night, or turns from one side to the other, and ask Allah for anything of this world or the year after will be granted. And that is from a hadith of Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhum. Before you sleep, you should dust your bed, as there may be harmful insects in the bed. Cleanse your mouth by using the miswak. It's part of the sunnah before going to bed. Whenever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would retire to bed or he woke, he used the miswak. It's mustab to also apply the surma before sleeping. Now recite the dua, Allahumma bismika amut wahya. O Allah, with your name do I die and with your name do I live. Sleep on your right side, place your right hand under your right cheek. Allahumma qini adhabaka yawma tab'athu ibarak. That Allah save me from your punishment on the day when you will resurrect your servants. Do not sleep on your stomach. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed us that Allah does not like that posture. Do not sleep with the entire body naked or the sitter exposed. There is a narration of Sayyidina Anas, reports that Abu Musa al-Ashari used to cover his entire body properly at the time sleeping to ensure that his private parts do not get exposed. So sleep early with the intention of waking for the Tahajjud Salah. Sayyidina Abu Darda reports that Nabi Salim said, whoever goes to sleep at night with the intention of standing up to perform Tahajjud Salah and his eyes overpower him till the time of Fajr, he will receive the reward of the Tahajjud Salah and his sleep will be a sadaqah for him. Another point to consider is that we shouldn't unnecessarily sleep after Maghrib. If you ever need to sleep due to illness or extreme tiredness, then get someone to wake you up for the Isha Salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was not his habit and he disliked sleeping before the Isha Salah was performed. If your eyes open up during the night, recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you see a good dream, then you may relate the dream to someone who is knowledgeable, someone who has the expertise in interpreting dreams. If you see a bad dream, then spit to your left thrice and recite the dua, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. And that would be sufficient as a form of protection from the evil of that dream, by taking the name of Allah and seeking protection with the name of Allah. It is mustab to have the afternoon siesta, the Kailullah in the afternoon. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Istainu, that seek the help of fasting by taking suhoor, and the Qiyamul Layl by having an afternoon siesta. While in the home and before going to sleep, ensure that you perform some salah, engage in some zikr, carry out some good deeds before sleeping, so that if your death is written that night, your last actions will be righteous and pious ones. So ensure that you do not carry out any sin or evil deed before sleeping. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi Salman said that when a person retires to bed, an angel and a shaitan both come to him. The angel makes dua for him, may your end be upon good. And shaitan makes a dua, may your end be upon evil. And if the person remembers Allah and thereafter falls asleep, the angel spends the night protecting and safeguarding this person. So we should ensure that we don't retire to bed in a state that we fall asleep while viewing things that are inappropriate, that would be tantamount to sin. May Allah save us from that. May Allah make it such that our sleep is observed in a sunnah manner.